Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
So equity as a concept says, recognize that everyone has the same capacity, but in order for them to have equal opportunity to reach that capacity, what we must pay attention to this issue of equity.
But then doing the work of updating.
Real Men of Genius.
Not really sponsored by Budweiser. Male impersonation by woman or something. FM
Talk Weather. Going to be a partly cloudy to mostly cloudy weekend, and actually by Sunday night wrapping up the weekend with stormy weather. Not much change in the temperature, but significant snow in the mountains and rain in the valleys. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. Call 721-5905. Tomorrow at 9, Brett Baer, 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
42 degrees now in the Reno area. Oh my gosh, look at those clouds. It might get a little rain by late this afternoon. I'm John Potter, 884-9910, our number. Live and local each and every Saturday morning on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Something in the news about our great Nevada industry leader, Elon Musk, the Wall Street Journal, which I read and I learn and I enjoy, but the Wall Street Journal is kind of persistently over the past period of time put a bit of investigative work into illegal drug use by Elon Musk, the great king of Twitter these days and the chief of Tesla, which is, of course, a major employer here in Northern Nevada. He's long been admired by many and as of late has become kind of a conservative social media king. He says a lot of things that conservatives like, and he seems to be using Twitter. By the way, I'm never going to call it X. Okay, to me, it's Twitter. Seems to be using it to often advance conservative views. It's perfectly fine, his right. But there honestly does seem to be an issue with illegal drug use on his part. I mean, the Wall Street Journal is calling that out from a business standpoint, saying that when somebody in that important of a job, a business is engaged in illegal drug, it's newsworthy. The most recent story last week talked about how directors of his company, some of who have profited personally big time with hundreds of millions of dollars, have been documented to be, with him using illegal drugs. And I don't think they're talking just about marijuana here. So, you know, I admire Musk in many ways, but of course that drug use is number one, illegal, and two, definitely destructive of most people. And we live in a world increasingly where those who may have in years past been sort of exempt from the rules of society in this current day, not the same. Everybody knows everything. Elon Musk is a person who a lot of people can be inspired by, but if drug use is that important in his life, then at some point that life could go off the rails. Now, Donald Trump, he's got some feet of clay issues of his own. We all do, but gone are the days when the press and most of us looked up to our leaders in admiration. Area news, the CHP and California's Attorney General say they arrested and charged the ringleader of a big organized retail crime operation yesterday. The thefts occurred in 21 California counties, including in Tahoe, and involved $8 million in stolen beauty products. The ringleader they arrested paid people, they say, to steal products from Ulta stores and Sephora counters and other stores at smaller amounts, all adding up to $8 million, and then sold all this stuff on Amazon. This is what happens when thefts under $1,200, technically now just a misdemeanor, thanks to Sisolak, seldom get prosecuted. I know local business that actually caught a guy doing just under $1,000 in damage to their business on video, and they tracked down his home address, and he wasn't even prosecuted. The culture of theft in parts of America today is just astounding. Thievery has become a perceived entitlement. The I've got the right to this, and nobody will stop you. And here's what we need to do, not to be a jerk. Some security guards need to knock some crooks on their ass. This, I'm sorry, but you have to pay for those, please. Stop, stop, please, or I'll call the police who will issue you an appearance ticket. I don't think that works. And I'm sensing, given the uptick in thievery, that our current techniques don't work.
John, no, we got to respect the rights of
don't steal our stuff. And let's take this further. Let's assume that the Democrat Attorney General in Nevada and our Democrat Nevada senators and congresspeople retract the bail reform that they passed in 2020 that Sisolak signed. A significant spike in crime across Washoe County soon after that. People were taking thousands of dollars of stuff out the front door of stores, financially destabilizing that store, possibly costing everybody working in that store their jobs, and costing every customer in that store more at the cash register. Let's just say we're not going to take it. You're going to be stopped. That's the solution. If you steal $8,000 worth of stuff, you better have over $8,000 for your bail. Well, here's the thing. That ringleader and his crew that stole $8 million from those beauty stores, must be they didn't hear that Nevada U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto has a task force. No, she has a retail theft task force. Guys, no, stop stealing. Catherine Cortez Masto is looking into this. She has a task force. Okay, it's the Combating Organized Retail Crime Act. She announced this in October. Yes, it's very special. It establishes a new task force to better coordinate a government and industry response. She says, quote, I'll keep working with my colleagues to get this bill passed into law. It probably, now, it's really vague. I mean, I'm reading off her website about this thing. It doesn't say much more than that. I'm guessing it has more government money to look into retail theft. I don't know. I think we should also say, if you walk into our store with your hoodie on, you have to go. If you walk into the store with something over your face, you have to go, right? We know what's going on here, and we don't have to cooperate. And then maybe we can take the locks off our toothpaste at Walgreens. All right, you news watchers, have you noticed how the Democrat Party has sent all these senators and congressmen and Vice President Harris to the news cameras, all talking about how sharp and smart Biden is in all these meetings? That's great. Yeah, gee, you might want to show us some video, maybe? Anybody thought to catch this on camera? Maybe some audio? None? Again, age is not the issue. Senility is. And God bless Mr. Biden. And you can look at his life. And he's been in elective office since he was, 30? He has a long life of service for which many in this country would like to honor him. I may not be one of them, but there are many who would, and he should by them be honored. But it's time to pack it in. And the notion that he runs again is unacceptable. That's not Democrat bashing. That's not Biden bashing. It's just honest. And I think that the Democrat Party has to find, like I said last Saturday, a plan B for their convention. You just do. You owe it to the country, and you owe it to your party, especially with the world at this critical juncture. It would be a dereliction of duty to reelect him, and if he is reelected, using the 25th Amendment would be appropriate. And I say this knowing that Kamala Harris would then become president, and I certainly don't look forward to that at all. About Trump, on that very day last Saturday when the mainstream media was finally reporting on the president's loss of memory, Trump spoke at a rally in South Carolina, made a number of statements that the Biden campaign gleefully seized upon. Trump is the gift that keeps on giving. Folks, is he a saboteur? Trump defended his 2023 statement calling Chinese dictator quote, a brilliant man who controls 1.4 billion people with an iron fist. I'd say he's smart, Trump said. And he mocked Nikki Haley's husband, who's serving as an active duty deployment for the National Guard, by saying, what happened to her husband? Is he gone? He's gone. And he followed that up with what he told the president of a NATO European country, quote, no, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them, Russia, to do whatever the hell they want. You gotta pay. So this clip was immediately posted on Twitter by the Biden campaign, had over 16 million views in 2 days. And it gets worse. You know, consider that the NATO member countries most concerned about future Russian aggression, Poland, Finland, and the Baltic states, also happen to be well populated in our three big swing states of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Michigan and Pennsylvania each have about 1 million voters with roots to those countries. Wisconsin, 500,000. And if they flip to Biden, I guess we're going to know why. Swing states, folks, kind of important. And it was then revealed that Biden's campaign will avoid talking about Biden and instead will have the media focus on Trump's mishaps. Politico reports that the Biden campaign is using a Donald Trump is bad strategy for the election. Avoid focus on Biden. Focusing on the president at all is contrary to the campaign's core strategy. Biden 2024 will be a billion-plus dollar operation to warn voters about the perils of a Donald Trump return to the White House. One of Biden's congressional allies says, Biden will never be the almighty, so everything has to be focused on the alternative because Trump's faults are far worse. Well, they aren't, but the media spins things around that way, and my gosh, they've, for 7 days in a row, they've been running the Trump quote about NATO every single day. The mainstream media, for the first and only time, they were just getting into the reports on Biden's brain, the apparent senility of the president, and Trump diverts attention and chases those headlines away by saying he encourages Russia to attack a NATO country, our allies, if NATO doesn't pay its bills. How dumb can you be to play into the media's hands like that? They must have thought it was Christmas. Cable news jumping on that for sure. I just don't understand. He does this all the time. Shut up when we're ahead. Shut up. 11:18 is our time. 884-9910 is the number to call.
We got a text.
Just letting. Yes.
It says.
I'm just letting it out here.
Yeah.
Yes.
That, well, this text goes along the lines you're talking about. It says, where's Charles Bronson when we need him?
What, and, to do a job?
Yeah, to take over the country. And then I said, well, I was, my counter to that is, where is Clint Eastwood? Well, oh, wait a minute. Clint talked to a chair, so that's too much Biden-esque.
Okay. We need more. We need the old style man like that. We really do. But, you know, for Trump, stick to what condition our country is in. The inflation, the unaffordability of housing, the all-time high credit card debt, the prices, the open border bringing in crime and fentanyl. No, instead, it's mocking Nikki Haley's husband for serving the military and encouraging Russia to attack NATO. If he loses, we'll know why. And it pisses me off because then Joe and Kamala get 4 more years. This is a gift to them and to our news media, too. It's a damn shame. And now I know some of my listeners personally who I'm sure totally disagree with what I said. Okay, please call. Tell me what part of that is wrong. I actually would love those calls to help bring my faith back, my faith in having a conservative in the White House. And I also realized to my frustration that this is a week-old story. You know, Trump threatening NATO was last Saturday. I get home after my show last Saturday. I ask my wife. She watches CNN. I said, honey, anything new on Biden's memory? And Kathy goes, no, they haven't mentioned it. They've been on about Trump and Russia, which, by the way, they are still talking that up. And I think they went right from January 6th, you know, their two-year-long story, to Trump's latest. So how do I say this politely? I don't think he's very smart. Dad once told me the difference between humans and animals Animals would never allow the dumbest ones to lead the pack. There you go. 8849910. Sorry, just frustrated. Reassure me that things are going to be fine. I'd appreciate it. John Potter here, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Yeah, back in a few minutes. FM News Talk time, 1120.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth, truth.
884-9910 is our number. I'm John Potter, live and local on this Saturday morning, each and every Saturday morning with Craig out in Carson City, taking your calls. Got a text from some personal friend. I did mention this, and he's asking, your wife really watches CNN? Yes. Yeah. She every morning gets her liberal lessons programmed. And we, you know what? It's interesting watching it. When I come in, bring her coffee, and I catch things on CNN, and I see how they do things, you know. We all know when it comes to hosts and guests on CNN, it's the Democrat spin. You know, they bring in the same, oh, they'll say, Kathy says this too, well, they have Republicans on, you know, to give the other side of things. Yes, they bring in the same four Republican guests on CNN, over and over again, supposedly representing the conservative voice. The four Republicans that are representing us on CNN, Liz Cheney, John Kasich, former Ohio governor, Michael Scott, this guy's on a lot. He's the former head of the National Republican Party. And there's a fourth one. I can't remember the name. But every time, you would never know that they were Republicans. They're always criticizing the party, right? And I'll tell you why. It don't have to be a brain expert to know this. It's because they know, these guests, these turncoat Republicans, know that if they do this, CNN and MSNBC and the big three networks too will keep inviting them back. Because of what they say, bashing Trump, bashing this, bashing Lindsey Graham, whatever they do. It's always Republicans, right? So we know why they keep inviting them back. They do not represent the party, in my view. And we know why these four turncoats want to be on cable news. Often one or two of the four will have a book to promote. So both sides benefit. You know, these guests will say what CNN wants them to say. And it's, I'm just amazed that nobody can see through this whole thing. Just, I got a long list. It's pissed me off. Right now, we are 9 months away from the presidential election. We have to choose between Trump leads over Biden, according to NBC News. It continues to grow. I'm going to get into this poll after Fox News, but they have Trump overall over Biden, 47% to 42. And this is a national poll of voters, which, of course, is not as useful as looking at the way we actually elect presidents by electoral college. And how is he doing in this state and the other state? That's a lot more expensive and difficult to do for a poll. But over recent months, all the swing state polling has gone the way of Donald Trump in terms of who do you prefer on the various subjects, and they go into economy, Trump versus Biden, immigration, and it's all very interesting stuff. So we'll get into that. We're also taking your calls, of course, at 884-9910. Oh, local gossip. I love it if you have that, too. Craig is taking your calls in Carson City. Put you on hold. And we got a lot of winners. Congratulations to them all who won tickets to the comedy show next weekend at the Carson City Nugget.
And those I will be contacting everybody after 12 o'clock as soon as after I get out of the studio.
After 12 o'clock. Yep. That's right. Craig will contact you folks and how to get your tickets to see this great show. And she was fun to be on the air with. We're going to break a little early for Fox News. I really got to go. I'm John Potter, 884-9910, back in a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 1128.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local, each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. Phone number 884-9910. All right, getting into this poll. NBC poll has Trump over Biden, 47% to 42, 9 months away from the presidential election. And they broke it all down to different areas of concern that voters have in terms of who do you prefer on the various subjects, on the economy. Trump beats Biden 55% to 33%. Crime, Trump over Biden 50% to 29%. On immigration, Trump beats Biden 57% to 22%. And one important group that is counted on by Democrats for victory among Latinos, Trump leads Biden 42% to 41%. That is within the margin of victory, of course, but it's nonetheless a Trump lead. Nikki Haley right now is what you call a stalking horse, a reason for people and the media to attack Trump. But back to this poll, Trump leads Biden with the economy issue 55% to 33%. Even though our news media keeps proclaiming that the economy is strong now, but is it really that great when you're still dealing with high prices and harder than ever to buy a house? The annual U.S. deficit normally shrinks in a year with strong economic growth. Not this time. It ballooned 23%, the debt did, in 2023 to $1.7 trillion, the biggest budget deficit ever for a year with no emergencies. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell even says, addressing the $34 trillion national debt. Oh my God, that's a total so far. $34 trillion. It should be an urgent priority, but it is not a priority in D.C. All the spending bills Congress has passed or will pass this year is going to rely on vast amounts of borrowing to keep the government running. We have to pay, what did I just read? $1 billion a day? Just the federal government pays that per day to pay the interest rate on all of this debt? And Joe Biden does not talk about debt reduction as a top agenda item. Republicans and Democrats alike passed bills that pushed the debt from healthy levels to unmanageable ones in the last 25 years. It's been hard to see. Let's go to Joe in Sparks at 884-9910. Joe calling, oh man, Super Bowl talk still. Hey Joe, how you doing?
Well, actually, I'd like to talk about the debt real quick since you mentioned that.
Sure. Yes, I did.
He did make a statement that he brought it down $7 trillion or something in his first year or some. He made some ridiculous statement like that.
No, not according to the numbers here.
Yeah.
23% went up the debt last year. 23%.
I had something to say. Excuse me, John. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Sure,
you.
Go ahead.
I had something to say about the Super Bowl, but I don't think I have time for that. So I'll just.
No, sure you do.
The only thing I'll talk about the Super Bowl is Taylor Swift. You know, all her songs are about the bad choices and men she made, and now she's back in Joe Biden. So, or Obama.
She did back Obama. I remember that, but she didn't back Biden.
Something on TV on one of the news shows where they said something that she's involved in. But
I bet it was CNN.
I call him O Biden is what I want to call him. Anyway, John, I got a chance to meet Carrot Top. My wife is from, her family's from Louisiana. And as he was doing a show here at the Comedy Club, we talked to the feature guy, the guy that does the middle of the show. And yeah. Come to find out that he's friends with two of her cousins. And he told me that the next night there was going to be, Carrot Top was going to do the show. And after the show, if I came to a comedy club and met him, he'd take me down. And we were in his bus that he travels in. What a super guy. The only thing about him was he drinks like you can't believe. The Crown Royal, you know those little Crown Royal bottles, the small ones?
Yes.
All during the conference. He was such a nice guy, very friendly, you know, really interested in what we did.
Yeah, you know, Kathy and I saw his show last year in Las Vegas, and he made a big deal about Crown Royal. And I think, is this a Dean Martin type act? Is it an act, or is he really like that? But he was giving away little bottles of Crown Royal to the audience, and funny show. He acts like he is just exhausted. You know, he's funny. I give him that.
Yeah.
But you got to sit real close to him because he talks like this during your show. Yeah. You better catch those jokes while he's staying. He's going to pick this up, and I don't know when. You know, it was difficult for me to hear him. And maybe I just caught a bad show, but I heard from somebody else that he's burnt out like David Copperfield is. And, he's just... but his stuff is funny. But I hate to criticize.
He was funny to talk to. He actually made a comment about the everybody says he's had plastic surgery on his face or whatever. And I had a friend with me, a very shy guy, nicest guy in the world. And he put his arm around my buddy and he said to him, take a look at me. Have I ever had, would I look like this if I had plastic surgery? And he was joking about how ugly he was. He was just funny. No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I just saw something on TV where they're now taking applications for the new attorney general in Georgia, just in case she gets thrown out there.
Really?
I saw two names. Yeah, it was real interesting because there's a name on there, William Clinton. He said he was a top official in the government, and he was really good at getting the employees to work under him. So, Monica Lewinsky, she said she was really good at working under the employer.
Okay,
so
all
I
right.
I think those two.
Everybody pulls me in, and then I'm the last to know it's a joke. Joe, thanks for the call, my friend. Take care.
Oh, can I say something about inflation, John?
Yeah, go ahead.
No. Okay.
That's an appropriate comment to talk about.
Why did I bring up Carrot Top? I forgot.
It was in the shows you were seeing in Vegas.
I remember. It was he could not get a ticket to the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
And he's Mr. Top is owns that town, which is amazing.
You were talking about him and what his liquor label was. It reminds me of Ron White. Ron White has a bottle on stage. Now he changed from what he was on. Now he's on number one tequila. So they sponsor his whole tour. So he has a bottle on stage the whole time he's doing his show. That would be Mr. Tater Salad himself.
Every celebrity has a tequila brand. Yes. And as Joe, I didn't mention to him, Joe called about the Super Bowl. You know, we all know Taylor Swift won the Super Bowl. So that was a good call.
Was there a side bet on whether Kelsey would propose to her at the Super Bowl? I think there was.
I think there was online. The Nevada casinos can't do that stuff because this is stuff that, say the casinos did have a betting line on whether or not Kelsey would propose to Taylor Swift. Well, Kelsey can tell his friends what he's going to do, and they could all bet on that side of the line and take the casinos for a ride and get all this money. So anything that is like preordained, the Nevada casinos cannot put up in a sports book. But you have all these apps, you have all this online betting where they definitely take all this weird stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was looking at those apps, and they're with what we call geofencing. So if you're inside the state of Nevada and you mm-hmm. still can't place that bet, even though you're on an app, geofencing. We can do it with our app for listeners. Say we wanted to target specific ads or specific programs to areas of
in states where gambling is not legal, like you go to Utah, it knows that you're
the GPS in your phone knows where you're at or your device.
What?
And it's called geofencing. Yeah.
Amazing. That is incredible. Man, it's really bugging my eyes out here. Going to take our last break here, 884-9910. We touched on everything. Somebody texted wants to know my insect-eating story. I'll tell you how that came up. We were talking about the restaurant inspection reports showing up again in the Reno Gazette Journal like they used to do in the old days. I have two insect-eating stories, both inadvertent. So I have a lot of experience with that. I might bring that up again. I don't know. 884-9910, our number. We'll be back in a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 1144.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. 11:47 our time. Our current temperature, 45 degrees in Reno. Those clouds are getting thicker, and we expect some rain about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We have... I'm pro moisture, for sure.
Hey, John.
I
had one comment. Before, not this past break, but the one at the bottom of the hour at the Fox News, you said you had to run out of the room. I figured out what you're... You have coffee-induced... OMBS syndrome.
What does that stand for?
Old man bladder syndrome.
See, I fall into this every time. I should know better than to ask you. The last caller we had at 884-9910 brought up the debt, and I was talking about Biden. We'll never talk about the debt. As somebody texted and reminded me that the U.S. government actually ran a surplus for the last time, in 2001, back then, the Congressional Budget Office projected the whole federal debt would be paid off by 2009. After that, we got 23 years of spending hikes, Republicans and Democrats both passing bills that pushed the debt from healthy levels to unmanageable ones in the last 23, 25 years. The federal debt went from, look this up here, from $3.3 trillion in 2001 to $34.2 trillion as of February 1st. COVID stimulus giveaway money added $3.2 trillion to the debt. Biden's American Rescue Plan added another $1.8 trillion, and there were other spending increases like green energy tax credits. People like to blame Republican tax cuts, too. They added to the debt, but the tax cuts are dollars that Americans kept in their pocket. You know, that's different to me. And we have another $95 billion Biden wants to send overseas, mainly to Ukraine, of course. It passed the Senate. Our Nevada U.S. Senators Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen voted yes on it. So now it heads to representatives. No word on what Amade is going to do with this. Thoughts? 884-9910. Back to the poll. Trump is leading Biden 57-22 on immigration in the poll. About that deal in the Senate that died last week, maybe I've gotten cynical, or maybe we got played already too many times. But the more you look at this, the more you realize that this was probably all just a stunt. As Mitch McConnell and the Republicans negotiated, they didn't coordinate with Republicans in the House. And as Chuck Schumer and Democrats negotiated, they didn't coordinate with Democrats in the House. So, I mean, those two, they do know that the House of Representatives, right? That's the other half of the building where they work. It's just for a complex piece of legislation like this to go forward without any involvement in talking to the other branch of Congress, you can't presume in any way they were going to go along with it. There are conservatives who have real areas of concern. And there are liberals who have their own, which made me think that this was made for TV. It was like, look, we tried to solve this show for the voters. It allowed for, you know, Republicans to say, well, we tried to do this, and the Democrats to say we tried to do that. It allows Joe Biden to thump his chest and say, oh, look, I worked so hard and I tried, but they didn't. And that can only kind of lead you to believe that there wasn't intended to be any legislative success. It was kind of a typical do-nothing Congress stroke job, in my opinion. And the evening news, being what it is, blamed the Republicans, and life goes on. And then it came out that the system that processes immigration requests and renewal permits for the United States is now in crisis, with a new tide of requests from recent immigrants flooding processing centers across the U.S., which means the people who are trying to immigrate legally are now being shoved to the side by the people doing it illegally. I just think the leaders put on a show, both sides. But today, while the president wants more billions for Ukraine, Americans want something done to stop the millions flooding across the border. Eagle Pass is the Normandy beach of this century's great invasion. And refusing a border deal that we forced the Democrats to make is kind of ridiculous. Okay, I'm through being mad. Did I mention the snowstorm? We're getting a big one coming up on Monday, and we're going to get some rain this afternoon. Yeah, snow on the passes today. Winter weather advisory for Tahoe began at 10, ends tonight, 4 a.m. We're going to see rain here in the valleys late this afternoon. And let me see. The Reno newspaper printing restaurant inspections. Always fun to read. Maybe not so fun if you're a fan of that particular restaurant.
And you find out that mention, it's not so fun that, on their part.
Do you want to hear my insect-eating stories?
Yes, please. At least one.
You really are going to be sorry.
I love your self-deprecating humor.
Okay, well, there was a time many years ago, bachelor days in the early 80s, when it was me and the hot plate. I think I told you the story about I had 86 cents to my name. And I went to the Kroger store and I bought an 84-cent frozen pizza and tried to cook it on the hot plate. And the bottom was all burnt to a crisp and the top was frozen. That's how broke I was right after college, because my parents would pay for the education, but not for the housing and living expenses back then. So anyway, there was a time many years ago, the bachelor days, I decided to be a glutton one night and just eat brownie mix for dinner. And I mixed the brownie mix. I put it in the oven. Okay, it's cooked. Only the TV is on. That's the only light. And I'm spooning the brownie mix, and I was getting this crunchy stuff. And I thought I must have spilled some cereal in this, you know, because there was a crunch and this kind of tart taste. And then I turned the lights on. It was ants. I consumed about a dozen ants, and it wasn't awful. And I haven't gone back to it, but it wasn't awful. And there are actually recipes online from some major food websites, crunchy roasted or fried ants and a little salt. You can actually buy fried ants to eat on Amazon.
Yeah. Grasshoppers. Chocolate covered.
Yeah, it's a thing, man. It's a thing. Now, on the other side, one summer, my friends and I, we got a pizza from a pizza place in one of our rural Nevada towns, and I was the last one to grab a slice, and I noticed it looked like there was some shredded Parmesan on top. Turned out to be dozens of these little dinky maggots. I didn't bite. And my friends told me, you know, they were telling me to eat it. Maybe it's good for you. I was traumatized. I didn't eat pizza for 5 years after that. And there's no fried maggots on Amazon. So there you go. I'm revealing too much. I'm never going to live this down. You had to be there. Yeah, okay. Dead silence. I get it. That's all right. I'll be back here, I think, next Saturday from 9 to noon, live and local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Let's go to some final phone calls. Hey, Rob, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called.
You may not be after he gives his story.
He's still there? No, I just wanted to tell you. Yeah, I'm still there. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, just a quick one, man. You talked about accidentally ingesting ants. I drank a bunch of ants. My sister told me, that be careful, there's a bunch of ants around. Don't, you know, leave that Coke bottle untopped. And anyway, I just did my thing. I was watching TV, much like you in the dark. All of a sudden, I took a drink, and then another drink, and then the lights went on. I saw the trail of ants going up to my bottle. So it happens to everyone.
Does it? Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to kill myself when I realize tonight that I revealed this and talked about this stuff on the air. And my gosh, now look at the phone lines. It's the most popular topic.
With only 2 minutes ants. Left in the show, yeah.
Eating ants. Who would have known?
Eating Rob, and drinking. Who knew?
All right. Take care, my friend. Yeah, we're going to give away a bag of ants off Amazon next Saturday. So that'll be fun. All right. As usual, I can fill 3 hours, but that last minute, I just am at a loss. Craig, thank you again for all the work you put in today to write down all those winners' names of the show. Tell us about next Saturday's show.
Next Saturday, reminder, we have Derek with Brain Health Formulas.
Calling, I need some.
Coming, yeah, so you can help that last minute.
Maybe that's a cure.
Yeah, Derek with Brain Health will be with us. For those of you listening right now, in about 10 minutes, I will be getting back to those people who texted me for tickets to next Saturday's comedian Leslie Norris Townsend at the Carson Nugget. If you're between now and then, if you're not lucky enough to win tickets, you can purchase tickets online at ccnugget.com.
Oh, yeah, ccnugget.com. They got tickets right there, yep. Right? You don't have to go through that Ticketmaster con, right?
They have their own service that they use, but yeah, it's not like where the ticket price doubles because of the service fees.
Yes, Ticketmonster or Schlubhub. That's what somebody called those places in my email. All right, thanks, Craig. Thanks to all who put up with me today. Folks, worry is not love. Worry is an abandonment of hope and faith. Love builds and binds. Worry burns and breaks. What will be, will be. So much is out of our control, and that's where faith comes in. Matthew 6:34 is basically, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Talk to you next Saturday morning. John Potter saying so long. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:58.